Many people think prisons are made of iron bars, locked doors, and high walls, but some of the strongest prisons in life are invisible. They are built inside the mind, formed not by governments or guards, but by our own beliefs. What we repeatedly tell ourselves becomes the boundary of what we think is possible. Over time, these beliefs can feel so natural and so permanent that we forget they were ever chosen or learned at all. We begin to live inside them, not realizing we are confined. A powerful example of this can be seen in the way elephants are trained. When an elephant is young, trainers may tie it to a stake with a chain around its leg. The elephant pulls and struggles, but it is too small to break free. After enough failed attempts, it learns a lesson. Escape is impossible. Later, even when the elephant grows into a massive, powerful creature capable of tearing the stake from the ground, it often does not try. The shackle may even be removed entirely, yet the elephant remains in place. The chain is no longer what holds it back. The belief is. Humans experience something similar, although our shackles are mental rather than physical. We learn early on what we can't do, what we're not good at, or what kind of life is realistic for someone like us. Sometimes these limits come from parents, teachers, or society. Other times they come from our own failures. When we try and fall short, we may assume we have reached the edge of our ability. The tragedy is that many people stop pulling against the stake, not because they lack strength, but because they have stopped believing that freedom is possible. Yet there is potential greatness in every person, and the key is remembering that beliefs can be changed. One of the most extraordinary strengths of humanity is our ability to learn from others. While animals can learn through repetition, humans can learn through language, stories, ideas, and shared knowledge. We can take lessons from people we have never met, in places we have never been, even in centuries we never lived through. This is what truly separates us from all other animals. Not just intelligence, but the ability to grow through the wisdom of others. For most of human history, however, that power was limited. The majority of mankind was illiterate. People lived and died within the borders of what they personally experienced, unable to access the thoughts of philosophers, scientists, inventors, or leaders beyond their immediate world. Today, that has changed. We live in an era where knowledge is more available than ever before. Books, education, and information surround us. We can learn skills online, explore new perspectives, and discover paths that were once hidden. In many ways, the shackles have been removed. The question is whether we will notice. Freedom is not only the ability to move, it is the courage to believe differently. It is the willingness to challenge the story we have accepted about ourselves. When we replace limiting beliefs with learning, we stop being prisoners of the past. We step into the future. Your freedom awaits, but it begins with one decision. Pull against the stake again.